the Missouri State Journal, a weekly program keeping you in touch with Missouri State University.
The Ozarks Writing Project, housed in the English Department within the College of Arts and Letters, is a collaborative program between Missouri State University and the National Writing Project, the premier effort to improving writing in America. It's about working with teachers in all disciplines, kindergarten through university, to improve writing skills and to empower teachers to share their expertise. I'm Nikki Donaldson, and my guest today is Dr. Carrie Franklin. She serves as the Director of Assessment and Director of the Ozarks Writing Project at Missouri State University and faculty in the English Department.
We all know writing is involved in every discipline. And then how do we teach students to do writing in agriculture, in math, in science, in English language arts? So we do this work through a summer invitational institute that every national writing project in the country has in the summer for 4 weeks. We also do this through continuity programs. One thing that we believe is that you can't do a one-shot professional development, that it takes time to implement changes and to think about your teaching and to develop teacher leadership. So we have continuity programs like the Advanced Institute, and we've done those on community-based projects, place-based writing, argument writing, digital storytelling. And then we also have youth programs. So the teachers who have gone through our Summer Invitational Institute become a teacher consultant, and then they go and they present in other schools, and then they present at our youth writing conference. And then the last thing is research. So we get lots of great feedback from teachers about how the National Writing Project and the Ozarks Writing Project is transformative, but what kind of impact does it actually have on students?
She is proud that the Ozarks Writing Project builds upon the foundation of a strong educational system in the state and gives teachers the time to think about what works in the classroom and why. She explains that this develops teacher leadership and a confidence for these area experts. Through the partnership with Missouri State and the National Writing Project, the Ozarks Writing Project continues to receive grant funding for the innovative and important work they are doing. But she knows that professional development doesn't always have the support it needs, so they offer it differently.
Professional development gets a bad rap, and rightfully so in a lot of cases, because a lot of times it's perceived, just like in any kind of professional training that you get, that someone comes in and talks to you and you listen and you're supposed to do it without any support and without a lot of time to think about it. And we do the exact opposite. You know, we will go into a school district. We get to know the students. We get to know the teachers. We actually co-plan with the teachers how to do the writing professional development in their school district because they know their school the best, and we get to come in and do support. And that could look like co-teaching, looking at student work together. I mean, really bringing people together in a really highly collaborative way to talk and to think and to make changes.
Recently, the U.S. Department of Education awarded the Ozarks Writing Project an innovation grant. They were one of only 12 sites nationwide selected for this grant. This was used to offer the College Ready Writers Program for argument writing.
How do you teach argument writing? How do you help students to think about, you know, events that are currently happening and to take a position on what they believe? Through this research, we found that the teachers in these districts were able to take up the materials and the approaches that were presented during this program, and that the writing instruction that students experienced was significantly different than in the places that did not have this professional development. And what that means is that students improved in their ability to come up with ideas and the structure of their writing, in the voice of their writing, and the conventions that they used.
Some of the best testaments to the success of the Ozarks Writing Project come from the teachers who go back to their schools rejuvenated with new ideas and confidence. Franklin shares one such story.
So, for example, in Lakeway, there's a wonderful teacher. She has said openly that she was thinking about retiring and what her next steps were, and then this professional development changed how she taught every day and how she thought about writing and teaching. And then also as a result, she saw her student scores increase 17%. And it's not always about scores. Like, that's one measure. I mean, really what we're concerned about is people and the profession. And that's one of the major goals of the Writing Project, is that teachers walk away as writers. not just as teachers of writers, but as writers themselves. And that's a huge shift in your thinking, and that also affects how you then teach writing as well.
For more information, visit writingproject.missouristate.edu. That was Dr. Carrie Franklin, and I'm Nikki Donaldson for the Missouri State Journal.
For more information, contact the Office of University Communications at 417-836-6397.